Welcome to Sports with Medicine and Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Elbow pain is one of the most common musculoskeletal complaints in sports medicine, yet it is frequently misunderstood. While the monikers tennis elbow and golfer's elbow suggest these conditions are reserved for athletes on the court or the links, the reality is that they are repetitive stress injuries that can affect anyone performing consistent forearm movements. Whether you are a professional athlete, a dedicated DIYer, or someone who spends hours at a workstation, understanding the anatomical distinction between these two conditions is the first step toward effective treatment. The anatomical divide, lateral versus medial. To understand the difference, you must look at the anatomy of the humerus, the upper arm bone. At the base of this bone, near the elbow joint, are two bony bumps called epicondyles. These serve as anchor points for the muscles and tendons of the forearm. 1. Tennis elbow, lateral epicondylitis. Tennis elbow affects the lateral epicondyle, which is the bony bump on the outside of your elbow. This area is the attachment point for the muscles that extend your wrist and fingers. When you lift your hand upward, extension, you are engaging these tendons. 2. Golfer's elbow, medial epicondylitis. Golfer's elbow affects the medial epicondyle, the bony bump on the inside of the elbow, closest to your torso. This area anchors the muscles responsible for flexing your wrist and fingers and rotating your forearm downward when you make a fist or squeeze an object. These tendons are at work. Identifying the symptoms, where does it hurt? While both conditions involve tendon degradation, tendinosis, rather than just acute inflammation, the epicenter of the pain is the primary diagnostic clue. Signs of tennis. Elbow. Localized pain, a sharp or burning sensation on the outer part of the elbow. Radiating discomfort. Pain that travels down the forearm toward the wrist. Weak grip. Difficulty holding a coffee cup, turning a doorknob, or shaking hands. Night pain. Persistent aching that may interfere with sleep when the arm is extended. Signs of golfer's elbow. Inner elbow tenderness. Pain centered on the bony bump on the inside of the arm. Stiffness. The elbow may feel stiff and making a fist might be painful. Weakness. A noticeable decrease in grip strength or power when swinging a club or racket. Nerve sensations. Because the ulnar nerve, the funny bone nerve, runs near the medial epicondyle. Some patients experience tingling or numbness in the ring and pinky fingers. The 95% rule. Common causes beyond sports. Despite the names, less than 5% of diagnosed cases are actually caused by playing tennis or golf. These injuries are more accurately described as overuse syndromes. They occur when the demand placed on the tendon exceeds its ability to repair itself, leading to microscopic tears in the collagen fibers. Common occupational hazards. IT and administrative professionals. The repetitive micro-movements of clicking a mouse and typing can strain the lateral tendons, tennis elbow. Trade skills. Plumbers, painters, and carpenters often develop these conditions due to the heavy use of manual tools, twisting motions, and vibration from power tools. Kitchen staff. Repetitive chopping, whisking, and lifting heavy pans are frequent culprits. Weightlifting, improper form during skull crushers or heavy wrist curls can lead to medial epicondylitis, golfer's elbow. The path to recovery, a tiered approach. Recovery from epicondylitis is rarely a quick fix. Tendons have a lower blood supply than muscles, meaning they heal more slowly. However, a structured approach can significantly reduce recovery time. Phase 1, the acute phase, weeks 1-2. The goal here is to calm the irritation. Activity modification. This is the most difficult but essential step. You must identify and temporarily cease the specific movement that causes pain. Ice massage. Instead of just a pack, use an ice cube to massage the bony bump for 5 minutes. This provides targeted cryotherapy. Counterforce bracing. A specialized strap worn about 2 inches below the elbow can help unload the tendon by creating a new temporary anchor point for the muscle force. Phase 2, The strengthening phase, weeks 3-8. Once the sharp pain subsides, you must rebuild the tendon's load-bearing capacity. Eccentric Oihaupting, this is the gold standard for tendon rehab. For tennis elbow, this involves using your good hand to lift a light weight into a wrist extension, then slowly lowering it 3 to 5 seconds with the injured hand. Soft tissue mobilization, using a foam roller or a tennis ball on the forearm muscles, not the bone itself, can help release tension in the muscle belly. Phase 3, return to play slash work. Before returning to full activity, evaluate your equipment. Tennis, check your racket's string tension. Strings that are too tight absorb less shock, transferring it to your elbow. Golf, evaluate your grip size. A grip that is too small requires excessive muscle force to hold a club. Ergonomics, ensure your workstation allows your elbows to rest at a 90-degree angle with neutral wrists. When to seek professional consultation. If the pain persists for more than 4 to 6 weeks despite rest and bracing, or if you experience a sudden pop or significant swelling, it is time to see a sports medicine specialist. Modern treatment options include physical therapy, specialized manual therapy and supervised loading programs. Dry needling, using fine needles to release trigger points in the forearm muscles. PRP, platelet-rich plasma, using the patient's own blood platelets to jumpstart the healing process in chronic, non-healing tendon tears. Extracorporeal shockwave therapy, ESWT, using acoustic waves to stimulate blood flow and tissue regeneration. Final thoughts. Whether the pain is on the inside or the outside, the message from your body is the same. The tendon is overloaded. By identifying the specific type of epicondylitis early and committing to a structured loading program, most individuals can return to their favorite activities pain-free and stronger than before. References: Sicati, M.G. et al., 2024. Medial and lateral epicondylitis in the athlete. Orthopedic Clinics of North America. Shiri, R. et al., 2025. Prevalence and determinants of lateral and medial epicondylitis. American Journal of Epidemiology. Wilk, K. E. et al., 2026. Current concepts in the rehabilitation of elbow injuries in athletes. Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.